Today's daf is Shabbos daf lamed vav, and we are 6 lines from the top of daf lamed vav amid aleph kiddur of Chizda. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yichel Yosef ben Sara, Gavriel Tzvi ben Yutka, Henech Yisrael ben Esther Necha, Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yekosil ben Gittel, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Rafal Zalman Hillel ben Chava Yenta, Shloime Zev ben Chaya, Moshe Aharon ben Toiba Esther, Ben Sion ben Hadassah Chasya, Leo Bas Chana. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas, Malyo Bas Rav Yosef, Shmu Yaakov ben Chayim Yehuda, and Shmuel ben Yubadol Chayim Shimon Zev. So at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara discussed the halacha, it's a braisa, sheish tkiyos toikin erev Shabbos. That once upon a time, there was a chazan haknesses, there was someone who was in charge of blowing really loud tkiyos with a shofar to notify the kehila, the shtetl, that Shabbos is coming. And the Mishnah said that there was a cheshbin, there was a methodology as to when exactly they blew these tkiyos and what these tkiyos represented. And at first glance, the assumption was, from the simple reading of the Braisa, that after the final tkiyah was blown, at that point there was definitely Shabbos. Stating that, the Gemara said, Om Rab Yosef Rab Chanina Shamati, I heard, Shem Bodla Hadlik Achar Sheish Tkiyos Madlik. That if somebody wants to light his Neiro Shabbos after the sixth Tkiyah, it's something he's allowed to do. I thought after the last Tkiyah Shabbos, Shari Nosnu Chachamim Shir Lechazan HaKnesses, Lohiluch Shayfar Lebeisai. Because there's no question that the Chachamim must have given a little bit of time between the last Tkiyah and when it's actually Shabbos. Because if not, what's the Chazan HaKnesses supposed to do with a shofar? The Chazan HaKnesses is probably in the town square. He has his shofar. He needs to bring it home. He can't carry it on Shabbos, even if it's in a Rishus HaYachid, even if there's an Erev, because it's Muksa. So they probably gave him a little bit of time. But the Gemara was Doicha. The Gemara said, it's not necessarily Muchach. Could be Mokim Tzenua Yeshloi, the Chazan HaKnesses, Bereish Gagoy, Sheshomen Neach Shofar. It could be he had a Mokim Tzenua where he was able to hide it. Either way, the Gemara said, Rab Yosi, Rab Chanina's observation isn't necessary. Necessarily accurate. Regardless, from there, the Gemara got involved into whether, in fact, it would be mukta for the Chazan HaKnesses to carry the shofar, or it wouldn't be mukta for the Chazan HaKnesses to carry the shofar. Then the Gemara said, what about chatzoitzris? What about a trumpet? What's the difference between a shofar and a trumpet? A shofar has a clay kibble, so you can use it to blow shofar. You could also use it to feed a child. Whereas chatzoitzris, being that it's straight, it doesn't have a base kibble. And the Gemara brought 3 brises, and the Gemara had to figure out how to reconcile the contradiction between the 3 brises. And what the Gemara came at in the end was, Leikasha, Harab Yehuda, Harab Shimon, Harab Nechemya. But the Gemara had one diktuk in its cheshbon, and the Gemara said that in order to make this work, the braisa that the Gemara said is going according to Rav Nechemya, you'll have to say, called a shofar what we know as a chatzoitzris, and called a chatzoitzris what we know as a shofar, which at first glance makes no sense. Why would the Tana the Braisa call a shofar a chatzoitzris and a chatzoitzris a shofar? Said the Gemara kid Rav Chisda. That's where we left off. Dam Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Hani Klas Mili. There were 3 things that Ashtani Shamayim Yichorav Beis HaMikdash, the names of which changed after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Chatzoitzarta, what we know today as a chatzoitzris, shofar was once called a shofar. Shofar, what we know today as a shofar, chatzoitzarta was once known as a chatzoitzris. Says the Gemara, the Manaf Kemino, why does this matter? So the Gemara says, what do you mean, why does it matter? The Shofar Shol Rosh Hashanah. You have to make sure you're blowing the right thing on Rosh Hashanah. On Shofar, or on Rosh Hashanah, you have to use a Shofar. You're not allowed to use a Chatzoitzris. So the Gemara says that once upon a time, people would say, where are you going now? I'm going to hit Tkiyas Chatzoitzris. Meaning what we know today as a Shofar, they used to call a Chatzoitzris. And what we know today as a chatzoitzris, they used to call a shofar. Arava tziftzafa, tziftzafa arava. What we know today as an arava, they used to call a tziftzafa. What we know today as a tziftzafa, they used to call arava. The Ma'ayin Afkamino, why does it matter if something's an arava or a tziftzafa? Says the Gemara Lulav, one of the dalminim is an arava. You have to use an arava, not a tziftzafa. So you have to know that what we know today as an arava used to be called the tziftzafa. Psoira pisarta, pisarta psoira. So a pisoira is a table. But Rashi says that once upon a time, they used to call a large table a psoira, and a small table they would call a psarta. Today they flipped it. Why does that matter? We're in halacha, it doesn't matter if something's a large table or a small table. It's not something that affects halacha like Shofar does, like Arava does. So why does this matter? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's something more trivial. If I tell you I'm going to sell you a large table, small table, so you have to know what's the pesorah? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, I can add a fourth one. Afanu noimar huvlilo beikasi. Beikasi huvlilo. Rashi. Metchilo hayukar lehemsis huvlilo. They used to call the hemsis the huvlilo, and they used to call the beis hakoisis the beikasi. Today they flipped it. So what's the hemsis and what's the beis hakoisis? So that's, of course, of Mesechtes Chulin fame. We know that an animal, many animals, have four stomachs. A keres, a hemseis, a beis hakoisos, and a keva. And there's nafkeminos between the four stomachs when it comes to the halachis of trefa. Meaning, an animal that has a hole in its hemseis, even if it only penetrated one side of it, the halach is, it becomes a trefa. If it has a hole in the beis hakoisos, it would have to penetrate both of its walls. It would have to go completely through in order for it to be rendered a trefa. So you have to know which stomach is the hemseis, which one is the beis hakoisos, which sugi and shas is discussing one stomach, which sugi and shas is discussing the other stomach. So Abaye said that it used to be that they had it one way, and then they flipped it. Meaning, huvlilo beikasi, beikasi huvlilo. What was once called the huvlilo, today is the beikasi. What was once called the beikasi, today is called the huvlilo. Like we just said, if there would be a needle that would be inside the thickness of one of the walls of the beis hakoisos, so what's the halacha? If it only penetrates one of the walls, it's kashim. If it penetrates both of them, it's going to be a trefa. In contrast to the hemsis, where even if it penetrates only one of the walls, it's going to be a trefa. So you have to know which is the hemsis, which is the beis hakoisos. It's nergeya hilchas trefois. Sugis of Machalos Asuris. Abaye said it used to be one way, now it's another way. Amar Rav Ashi said, I can add a fifth one. Af anu noimer bavel bursif. Bursif Bavel. What we know today as Bavel was once called Bursif. What we know today as Bursif was once called Bavel. Says the Gemara, my nafkemina, the first parak of Masechtas Gittin. It's Negeya Legittin Noshim. Rashi says, two pshatim. We'll mention the first pshat. Says Rashi, the Alochis Amevi get Mimdina Sayam, Tzarech Sheyoymar, Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav. What's the reason? Rabba Amar, Lefisha Ein Bekin Lishma. But we know that being that the reason Rabba said you have to say b'fanai nechta is because the people in Chutz La'aretz weren't baki b'shma, so you have to make sure the shliach has to tell us that it was written l'shma. Maybe get me bavel. Michiasa Rav Lubavel was treated already like Eretz Yisrael. There was Shiar Tzuyas Mekaimai, and they were Baki Lishma. So they were Baki Lishma and Bavel. So if someone brings a get, a Shliach Lahilacha from Bavel, he doesn't have to say Bafanai Nechta, Bafanai Nechta. So you have to know where Bavel is. Says the Gemara, what was once called Bursif is what's Bavel today. What's once called Bavel is Bursif today. The point is, I maybe get me Bursif. Tzarech sheyoymar b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. It's only maybe get me bavel that ain't tzarech sheyoymar b'fanai nechtav. It's for that reason you would have to know the salochi. Either way, so we have five things that somehow their names changed and it has a very important impact in halacha. It's negeya tkiya shofar, it's negeya dalad minim, it's negeya mekach hamemker, is it a big table, is it a small table, it's negeya elu trefes, and it's negeya the first parak of Masechtas Gittin. Hamevi get nimdina sayam tzarech sheyoymar b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. And on that note, hadron alach b'mem madlikin. Exhale. So the third parak of Masechta Shabbos, one of the most famous prokem in Shas, not an easy parak, is Perak Kira. And for Perak Kira, we need a little bit of an introduction. So one of the Lamites Melachis is Oifa. People often say Bishel is one of the Lamites Melachis. That's actually a little bit of a misnomer. The Av Melacha is baking. Obviously, if you're not allowed to bake on Shabbos, you can't cook on Shabbos either. But Bishel is a tolda of Oifa. Meaning, one of the Lamites Melachis is thou shalt not bake on Shabbos. A tolda of Afia is you shouldn't cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fry on Shabbos, you're not allowed to roast on Shabbos, you're not allowed to grill on Shabbos. They're all toldas of Afia. The beginning of Perek Kira discusses not the Av Melacha, or not even the tolda of the Melacha, not the Melacha da'iraisa of baking and cooking and frying and grilling and roasting. Rather, it deals with two Isurei derabanan that are usher related me'inyan le'inyan to the halacha of Bishel. And they are Shehiyah and Chazara. Now, a little bit of a background. When we learned the first parak of Masechet Shabbos, we mentioned that there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether Shvisas Kalim is Asar on Shabbos, or Shvisas Kalim is not Asar on Shabbos. Beis Shammai holds a chiddush that just like a person is not allowed to do work on Shabbos, and his animals are not allowed to do work on Shabbos, Shvisas Behemo, his Avodim are not allowed to do work on Shabbos, his children are not allowed to do work on Shabbos, his Kalim have to rest as well. A person's Kalim are not allowed to do rest, are not allowed to do work on Shabbos, it's a Issa Deiraisa, that's Shitas Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel argues, Beis Hillel holds that Kalim are allowed to do work on Shabbos. Meaning, if a person would have his keli doing work for him on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, it would be an Issa Deiraisa. According to Beis Hillel, it would be Mutar. Stating that, the Gemara said, it should come out, according to Beis Shammai, it should be practically impossible to run a kitchen, a kosher kitchen on Shabbos. Because you want to have chicken soup in a pot on a fire on Shabbos, your kedera is doing malacha for you on Shabbos. You want to have food in a refrigerator on Shabbos, your refrigerator is doing malacha for you on Shabbos. So, l'chura, the Gemara asked the Kasha, how could a person run a functional kitchen over Shabbos? And the Gemara said a very big chiddush, that Beis Shammai holds afkure mafker lohu, that a person before Shabbos is mafker his possessions, and being that he's mafker his possessions, so they're not his. If they're not his, there's no problem of Shvisas Kalim. Similar to you selling your chametz for Pesach. It's not yours. Shalchoi atoroya, aval atoroya, shalacherim. There's a concept of afkure, mafkalahu, and somehow that's how you circumvent the halach of Shvisas Kalim according to Beis Shammai. Stating that, what was mavur in that Gemara, Shabbos daf yudches amid beis, and what's going to be the backdrop to the sugyas that we're going to learn right now, that even though according to Beis Hillel, your kelim are always allowed to do malach if you on Shabbos. And even Beis Shammai holds that in the kitchen, there's a svara of afkure mafkalu, so your pots and all your things in the kitchen are allowed to do malach if you on Shabbos. But at the same time, the Chachamim were a little bit worried. Because the Chachamim were afraid that if you're going to leave food on a pot over Shabbos, how do you know that you're not going to go to the pot, stir it in a way, or stoke the coals in a way that may trigger a malach deraisa? And the Chachamim were very, very worried about that. So today, our ovens are very different than the way they once were. But once upon a time, an oven was a big earthenware structure. Inside the structure, there was fire. On top of the fire, you put a pot. Once the fire went out, there were coals. The coals were still burning. So there was a concern that somebody may go and start mishing the coals. Shemi yechati gecholim. You may stoke the coals. Why would you stoke the coals? Because you want to make sure that the hot coals are exposed directly to the pot. Like this, it's going to expedite the bishul. It's going to expedite the afiyah. It's going to expedite the tzli. Whatever exactly it is you're doing. So this is something the Chachamim were very, very worried about. They were terrified that a person on Shabbos may go and he may be mechate gecholim. It's for that reason the Chachamim said that even though Shvisas Kalim is not a problem, certainly not according to Beis Hillel, no such thing as Shvisas Kalim. But even according to Beis Shammai, yafkurim afkalu, but it's not a hefkevel. You can't just go ahead and just have food on fires over Shabbos because we're worried shemi yegechate gecholim. This iser to have food on a flame on Shabbos is what's known as the Issa Shehiyah. Shehiyah, you're allowing it to be. It's not bishul, it's not a fee, you're not doing a malacha de raisa. Whatever you did Erev Shabbos. If I did it Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos I'm being shoyves. So certainly I'm not doing anything wrong. The only thing I could possibly be doing wrong on a biblical level is Shvisas Kalim, which would only be an issue according to Beis Shammai, and it's not a problem the Gemara addressed that on Yud Chesam at Beis, because Afkurei Mafkalu. It's an Issa Derabbanan. But at the same time, there is an Issa Derabbanan, it's a Gzeira Shem Yechate Gecholim. Now, what would be if the person was Mechate Gecholim? So could be he'd be over the Issa Bishul if he's cooking the food. If the food was cooked already, so you can't be Mavashul at that point, because ain't Bishul Acha Bishul, as we're going to see. Once something's cooked, you can't cook it anymore. But at the same time, you'd be over the Issa of Havara. Just like you find Shemayata, which was one of the Yotches Dvarim, one of the Gzeiros that the Gemara talks a lot about in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. Either way, because of this concern of Shemayachati Gecholim, the Chum said that that's not something you're allowed to do. Now, it's not something you're never allowed to do, but it's something that you're sometimes not allowed to do. And the Gemara, right in the beginning of Perakir, is going to discuss when it is okay, when it's not okay. The second Issa Derabbanan that the Gemara talks about right in the beginning of Perakir is an Issa Chazara. And Issa Chazara is very similar to Issa Shia. It's a little different, and in fact, it's a little bit Chama. I mean, Chama said that even when it is okay to do Shia, even when it's fine, because we alleviated the concern of Shami Yichat Gechol. But there's another halacha that says that once I take the item off the fire, I'm not allowed to put it back on. Even with Shia's mutter, Chazara might be aser. What's the reason that Chazara would be aser? So here there's two reasons. Number one, Shemi Yechate Gecholim. Now I thought, if Shia's mutter, there's no concern, Shemi Yechate Gecholim. So why would it be aser for me to put it back on the fire on Shabbos if you're telling me I could do Shia and there's no Shem Yechad HaGecholim, it's because the Cheshash Shem Yechad HaGecholim is a little bit more pronounced when you're doing Chazara than it is when you're doing Shehiyah. If you just have something lying in an oven on a pot, there's less of a concern that you may go to the pot and or to the Gecholim and start stoking those coals. If, however, you're actively engaged with the food, because I'm going now, I'm taking the pot, I'm putting it on the fire, so then you may notice the coals are giving out a little, and you may feel that you want to stoke them, so like this, you'll invigorate them. So there's a bigger cheshash, Shem Yechad HaGecholim. So even when the Chachamim weren't concerned, Shem Yechad HaGecholim, as it relates to Shia, they were concerned of Shem Yechad HaGecholim as it relates to Chazor. Another problem of Shem Yechad HaGecholim, a reason why Chazor is more chamer, is because Chazor, you're physically putting something on a fire. And being that you're physically putting on a fire, even though it's not Bishol, because if it was Bishol, it wouldn't be an Issa D'Rabbanan of Chazor, it would be an Issa D'Raisa of Bishol. But it's Mexican Mavashal. Certainly looks a little like Bishol. And being that it looks a little bit like Bishol, so it's for that reason the Chachamim said Chazara would be also. So again, Perakira deals not with the Issa Bishol Deraisa, again, the first Sugya that is, but rather with two Isuri Derabona, the Issa Shehiya and Issa Chazara. She is Aser Gzeira Shem Yechati Gecholim. Chazara is Aser because A, Gzeira Shem Yechati Gecholim, and B, it's also Mexican Mavashal. Hatzad Ashava Shebehen is they're both Asr Midrabanan. They're sometimes Mutter. They're only sometimes Asr. When are they Mutter? When are they Asr? That's going to be the topic of the first Sugya. The Gemara, the Perek, begins with a Mishnah. A Mishnah which is extremely Sasum, as we're going to see. The Gemara is going to start off with an Ibayalu. It's going to have two completely different ways of understanding the Mishnah. So you don't see that every day. Where the Gemara has an Ibayaluhu, not on a detail in the Mishnah, but had to understand the Resha of the Mishnah, had to understand the second clause of the Mishnah, had to understand the third clause of the Mishnah. What's going to emerge from this Sugya is that there's a big time machloikis between Bisham and Bisil when it comes to the halachas of Shia Chazara. There's also a machloikis between Chanan and the Chachamim as it relates to the halachas of Shia and Chazara. And there's a machloikis, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly the machloikis Beishameh and Beisil was as it relates to the halachas of Shia and Chazara. The first sugya parakir is intimidating, Shmoy Hoylech Lefana, but the truth is, if you go through it with a little bit of cheshbon, it's actually not that difficult. Zokt the Mishnah on that note. Kira, Shehesikua, Bekash Ubigvava. If somebody has a Kira, that's a oven. Now, the truth is, in the sugyas, in the beginning of Parakira, we're going to learn about three different ovens that were used once upon a time. A Kira, a Tanner, and a Kupach. And the three different ovens have different halachas. Now, these ovens were different on two fronts. Number one, they were shaped differently. Number two, the size of it was different. But what we need for our sugya right now is that the Kira is different than the Tanner and the Kupach. And the reason is because it didn't get as hot as the Tanner and the Kupach. As it relates to our ovens, Bizman Hazeh, these sugyas translate very much halacha l'maisa, hashtag blechs, etc. Our ovens today are considered kiras. Ramosha has a tshuva about this in Igros Moshe, that all the ovens today get as hot as the kira used to get. They don't get as hot as the tanner and the kupach get. So really, the sugyas that are most relevant to halacha l'maisa is the kira. So kira, shesiku b'kasha gevava, if it was fueled, meaning the fire was fueled with straw, so the halacha is nice and alei tafshel. You could put a tafshel, there's no issa shehiyah. You don't have to worry about it. But gefes with eitzim, if however they were fueled with gefes is the pulp of fruit, Eitzim is wood. So then the halach is, it's not so simple to go ahead and do Shia. In fact, lo yite, you're not allowed to place food on the fire, ad she yigroif, or yad she yite nesa efer, unless you do either grufa or ketuma. What is grufa ketuma? So grufa ketuma means you have to do something to the coal so that there is not going to be a concern now. Shem Yechad HaGecholim. Grufa would mean you remove the coals. Achitin HaSeifer would mean you would cover the coals. So Kira, that was fueled with Kashu Gvava, no worries. If it was fueled with Eitzim or Gefes, then already you have to worry about the coals. Then Lo Yitin HaChiyugav HaChiyitin HaSeifer. Rashi says that the difference between Kashu Gvava and Gefes and Eitzim is very simple. Kashu Gvava, you could be Mechata these Gecholim from today till tomorrow. It's not going to make a difference. As a result, there's no concern Shem Yechad HaGecholim. When the fuel was heated with Gefes and Eitzim, it creates coals that if you stoke will make a difference. So being that will make a difference, over there there's a gzera of Shem Yechad HaGecholim. So again, if the kira was heated with kashu gvava, noisan olea tafshal. But gefes uve eitzim, did aloch is lo yitain, ad she yigra vayach yitain is hefer. Now what does yitain mean? What does noisan mean? That's going to be the yibay in the Gemara. We said shehiyah, but the truth is, it's only one side in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have a detailed discussion as to what the word noisan means and what the word lo yitain means. Veshamayim says, chaman abaloi tafshal, ubeisil lemin chaman vit tafshal. Veshamayim says, you could put chamin, you just can't put a tafshil, meaning you can heat water, but you can't heat food. Beisul says you can heat water and you can eat food. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain that as well. Beishamai says, noit l'avalei machzirin. Beishamai says that you can't do chazara. Beisul l'avalei af machzirin, you could also do chazara. Again, so we just mentioned the Mishnah. We didn't really explain the Mishnah very much. The Mishnah makes a statement, a chilik between a kirish hasikur b'kashuk vava versus a kirish hasikur b'gefes ve'etzim. Then the Mishnah mentioned two machlokes in between Bishami and Bezil. What exactly is going on in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to discuss? So just bear in mind the introduction to Parakira and B'siyata D'Shmaya. We'll go through this first Gemara. Says the Gemara, Iboy lohu, hay lo yita. When the Mishnah said that if someone has a kira, Shahasikua begefes uveitzim, which is going to be the subject of the Gemara. So the Gemara is not going to be discussing the kira shasikua bekashuk vava. It's going to be discussing the kira shasikua begefes uveitzim. So it's said in the Mishnah, Lo yiten, you can't place. We'll see what that means. At sheyigreif at sheyiten esayif, unless you do something to the coals. So what does lo yiten mean? It doesn't mean lo yachzer. Doesn't mean that once you took it off, you're not allowed to put it back on. It's discussing the issa chazara. And if it's discussing the issa chazara, and the Mishnah says that as it relates to the issa chazara, no chazara unless you do grufa viktuma, unless you remove the coals or you cover the coals, because the word shem yichad gecholim, what's implied from there? Avalisha is mashe. It's only chazara that's a problem, but she is going to be mutter. Because we mentioned earlier that chazara is more chamer than shia. So if the Mishnah is saying you can't do chazara, sounds like you could do shia. And if that's the case, you could do shia afal pisha enegar v'enegatim. The Mishnah is saying you can't do chazara at shia yigar v'ayah shiyitim. So it sounds like you could do shia without grufa viktuma. And if that's the case, umani chananya must be the time of the Mishnah's chananya. Because the Jews of chananya, the chachamim discussed this very case. Could you do shia if there's no grufa viktuma, if you have a kira shasikur begavis veitzim? Where do you have this chananya? Tanya went to the bride's chananya, chananya said, kol shukumaychal ben drusoy. Once you have food that was cooked, kumaychal ben drusoy, that's the minimum shir bishel, shlish. It's cooked already 1/3, meaning it's already cooked. Mutal lishoyse agabi kira. You'll let it leave it on a kira. Afa pisha inagar venikotim. The chachamim argued. So if you're going to tell me that when the Mishnah said lo yitain, it means chazara, so only chazara you can't do achiyugav achiyitain. Implied is shia you could do even if you didn't do grufa viktuma. Who holds you could do shia without grufa viktuma? He said, once it's at least cooked kamaychal ben drusoy, we'll make an akimta that the Mishnah is talking about where it was cooked kamaychal ben drusoy. Mutal l'shoyse agabi kira afal pisha enay garav enay katam. Oydoma says the Gemara, maybe l'shoysanan, maybe when the Mishnah said lo yitain, it didn't mean issa chazara, rather it means issa shehiya. And if that's the case, what's the Mishnah saying? V'garav katam ini loy loy, that issa shehiya applies if there was no grufa viktuma. The only time you could do even shehi is if there's grufa viktuma. If that's the case, the Mishnah is doloika chananya. And if that's the case, for kolshkei lahachzer. Not only is the halacha of the Mishnah true regarding shia, the halacha of the Mishnah is true regarding chazar as well. In other words, the Gemara has a very simple, straightforward question. When the Mishnah says, begefes uve'etzem lo yitein at sheyigrei fayat sheyitein, I said, what does lo yitein mean? Does it mean chazara? Or does it mean shia? And there's a huge nafgamina. If it means chazara, it means chazara is aser without grufa viktuma. Shia is mutter without grufa viktuma. If it means shia, it means shia is also aser without grufa viktuma. And koshkein, chazara is going to be aser without grufa viktuma. Meaning, what's the halach of shia without grufa viktuma? Is it mutter or is it aser? If the Mishnah said chazara, that's what lo yitain means, then she is mutter. If the Mishnah said shia, then she is aser. And in fact, that's a machlokes chananya the chachamim in a braisa. So it's just another way of saying, is the tana of the Mishnah chananya, or is the tana of the Mishnah the Chacham? Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Meaning, I have no raya from the Mishnah itself, the Reish of the Mishnah. But maybe from the Sefer the Mishnah, the two machloikas in between Mesham and Besilu, maybe that will reveal to us, or be Megala, what the Mishnah is talking about. Because what did the Mishnah say? Midi Tani Trei Bavi B'Masis. In the Mishnah itself, we have two machloikas in between Mesham and Besilu. The first machloikas was Mesham and Mesham says, Chamin Abaloi Tavshel. U Besilu, I mean Chamin V'Tavshel. The second machlokes was beishama yomer noit lav noy machzirim. You can't do chazara. Who beisul loy not machzirim. You can do chazara as well. Says the one. Iyam bishlami lishay stanan. Bishlam if the Mishnah the Reisha was discussing shehiya. So the Mishnah said you can't do shehiya without grufa viktuma. So hachitani. This is the two machlokes in between beishama yisul and the Mishnah. The first machlokes is kirish asikub begashu gvavim mashen ole tafsh. Begefes uveitzim layisha achi yigrev achi yitein asoef. Umahin mashin, what could you do shehiya with? Again, the Mishnah is talking about shehiya, right? That's the tzad the Gemara thinks right now makes the most sense. So the Mishnah said no shehiya unless you do grufa viktuma. If you do grufa viktuma, you could do shehiya. What could you do shehiya? That was the first machloikis. Beshama yomrim chamin avaloi tafshel, ubeisul loyomrim chamin v'tafshel. That's the first machloikis. The machloikis is discussing shehiya because that's what the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about, and the Mishnah is discussing when you can do shehiya. When can you do shehiya? if there was grufa viktuma, what can you be masha? According to Beisham, you could be masha chamen, aber loy tavshel. According to Beisul, you could be masha chamen v'tavshel. Says the Gemara, v'kihechi de pligi b'lishois, meaning the Mishnah is then continuing and saying that just like there was a machloikus to Beisham Beisul regarding shia pligi nami v'lachse, there was a machloikus regarding chazara as well, different machloikus. Beisham says, noit lav loy machzim. Beisham says, you're never allowed to do chazara. Even chamen, that Beisham allows you to do shahia, if there was grufa viktuma, but Chazori, he doesn't allow you to do, because Chazori, we said, is Mochamer. Ube Sula Ibn Chil says, at Machzirin. No, you could do Chazori. So says the Gemara, if the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah, Begefes Ube Eitzem Lo Yitin At Shigab Ashitin means Shehiya, then I understand the two Machloikisin. The Mishnah made a comment about Shehiya. Sometimes Shehiya is Aser, sometimes it's Mutter. When is it Aser? If there was no Gruf Viktuma. Sometimes it's Mutter, when there was Gruf Viktuma. So the two Machloikisin are, when we say it's mutter begruf v'ktuma, what's mutter? Beshamai says chamin, Bisil says chamin, and even a tafshel. The second machloikis is regarding chazar. So you have one machloikis regarding shia, one machloikis regarding chazar. But the Gemara says, but if you're going to tell me that the reisha of the Mishnah was already talking about chazar, so the reisha, the whole Mishnah is a Mishnah from chazar. The Mishnah was never talking about shia, because shia is mutter even without grufa viktuma, because the Mishnah is chananya. Then how do you read the Mishnah? Hachik tani. Let's go through the Mishnah. Kirish has a grufa kashu gvav machzir nolel tavshel. Begefes of eitzim lo yachzer. Right, the Mishnah is not lo mashin now. It means lo yachzer. When it says lo yitin, it means lo yachzer. Adshu yigav adshu yitin efer. Okay, so the Mishnah just said you can't do chazor without grufa viktuma. Mahi machzirin. When you could do chazor, what are you allowed to do? Beishamo yemrim chamin aval lo yitavshel ubeisul lo yemrim chamin v'tavshel. So we have now the machloikis between Beisham and Yisul regarding chazor. Because if the Mishnah is talking about chazor, that means the first machloikis is also talking about chazor. Because the first machloikis is explaining the first line of the Mishnah. So it's a machloikis regarding chazor. That means Beisham holds you could do chazor. He just holds you can't do chazor with tavshel. You could do chazor with chamin. Beisul is more mekel. Beisul says you could do chazor with tavshel and with chamin. But says the Gemara, then how do you read the next part of the Mishnah? Fake the Gemara. Beisham yomim noit lavalei machzirin. Ubeisul yomim af machzirin. Again, a machloikis Beisham Beisul regarding Chazor. It's the same exact machloikis. Hasul amali. So again, bishleim of the reisha the Mishnah is talking about Shehiya. So then I understand the two machloikis in between Beisham Beisul. First machloikis is machloikis regarding Shehiya. The second machloikis regarding Chazara. First machloikis is when you could do Shehiya. When there's grufa viktuma, what could I be masha? The second machloikis is, can I do chazara? Can I not do chazara? They're both machloikis. But if the reisha of the Mishnah is talking about chazara, then the Mishnah never said a word about shia. That means the two machloikis and Beisham and Beisul, which are commenting back on the first line of the Mishnah, are both chazara. So how do you have two machloikis between Beisham and Beisul regarding chazara? It's redundant. The machloikis is whatever the machloikis is. Hasul amali. There doesn't seem to be a hoysafa in the second machloikis versus the first machloikis. Elamai, they're arguing regarding the ikud and chazara. So once I know what the ikud and chazara is from the first machloikis, I know it is from the second machloikis. So the Gemara's question is, ha'su lamali. So the Gemara says, lo'ivam e'malach lahachzer tam. No. Really, I could tell you that the Mishnah is going lehachzer. If it's lahachzer, so we said both machloikis and Beisham v'sula negei chazara. If that's the case, it's probably the same machloikis. If it's the same machloikis, ha'su lamali. So the Gemara says, no, we have to do a little work on this Mishnah. V'chzurei machzera v'hachi tani. Very gishmak. This is how you read the Mishnah. Kirish asiku b'kashu v'vava machzir nolela tafshel. Begefesu v'etzim lo yachzer ad shiyugav ad shiyitin eso efer. So the first line of the Mishnah is talking about chazara. There's a nisa chazara if you have a kirish asiku b'gefes v'etzim without grufa viktum. If you did Gruf Viktuma, then you could do it. Avol says the Mishnah, in the Chesurei Mechzer Vachitani, this is the language that we're adding, the Mishnah is discussing an Issa Chazara, but implied from that is Lisha Is Masha. You could do Shehiya. It's Chazara you can't do, because that's the Mochamer, but Shehiya you can do. Avol Pisha Enegar Veinagathim, even though there was no Gruf Viktuma, like Chananya. And we're including it in the Mishnah. We're not just implying it in our minds. Chasure mechzer v'achitani. This is the way you read the Mishnah. Meaning the Mishnah was talking about Shehiya. We thought the Mishnah, if lo yitein meant in Issa Chazara, then it wasn't talking about Shehiya. So the whole Mishnah is Chazara, and then you have two machlokes in Beisham and Beisul. They're both arguing with the Chazara. It doesn't make any sense. So Gemara, no, chasure mechzer v'achitani. You have to add language in the Mishnah. And the language that you're adding in the Mishnah is negei Shehiya. Well, not what? I thought Shehiya is mutter. Yeah, that's good for what you're adding. You're saying Chazara is lo yitein atchikav atchiyitein. Shehiya is mutter. Afal pisha ein agar ve'ein agar. What could you be masha when there was grufa and there was ketuma? Says the Gemara. Beisham yomim chamin avaloi tavshel. Beisham says you can be masha chamin. You can be masha tavshel. Ubeisul yomim Beisul says chamin v'tavshel. You can be masha chamin v'tavshel. And then the Mishnah continues and says, going back to the first line of the Mishnah, the Issachazara, Lav Divrei Yaakov, that's not a libid to everybody. Meaning, what did the Mishnah say regarding Chazara? You can't do Chazara without Groove Victuma. With Groove Victuma, you could do Chazara. Meaning, there is a heter Chazara implied in that halacha. Not everybody holds that. Elo Machlokes B'Sham Yisrael, it's really Machlokes B'Sham Yisrael. B'Sham Yisrael, Noitlin Avaloi Machzir. B'Sham Yisrael holds Noitlin Avaloi Machzir. Meaning, you can never do Chazara, even if there was Groove Victuma. It's Beisul that says that you could do chazara, meaning that machloik, that halacha of issa chazara without Groove Victuma, but heta chazara with Groove Victuma, that's not going according to everybody. That's only going according to Beisul, which is fine. So it comes out that the beginning of the Mishnah is Beisul. So again, the Gemara felt that from the fact that there's two machloikas in the Mishnah must be the ratio the Mishnah is talking about Shia. Because that would explain the two machlokes. The first machlokes is Shia, which is what the Reish is talking about. And then the second machlokes, we're adding on a halacha related to Chazar. But if the whole Mishnah is talking about Chazar, what are the two machlokes in Mishnah Bezo? The first machlokes is Chazar, because that's what the Reish of the Mishnah was talking about. And the second machlokes clearly is talking about Chazar. That was the words of the Seifa. You see, they're arguing about Chazar. So two machlokes regarding Chazar. So the Gemara says, no. Even if you hold that Lahachzir Tanan is a Chesure Machzir Vachiktani, the Chesurei Machzir adds language. What's the language that it adds? Language regarding Shehiyah. What language? That even though Chazara is also without Groove Victuma, she is Mutter without Groove Victuma. And it's regarding that Heter Shia without Groove Victuma that we have now a Machloikis between Beisham and Bisul. What's that Heter? Is the Heter Chamin? Or is the Heter Chamin Vitafshel? Then the Mishnah went back to the first comment. Meaning, it comes out now the Reisha in the Chesurei Machzir was made up of a halacha negei chazara and a halacha negei shira. And then we have two machlokes. The first machlokes is negei the second halacha that it said, the halacha of shira. The second machlokes of Sham Yisrael is negei the first halacha that we said, with negei the halacha of chazara. Now, if you just want to put it together in your mind, so really what comes out is these two approaches how you can learn this Mishnah. You could learn that when the Mishnah says, it means noisnin shehiya loyiten shehiya, or you could learn that it means noisnin chazara loyiten chazara lemay nafkemina. So the short answer is the nafkemina is tremendous. Is the Mishnah saying that you're not allowed to do chazara without Groove Victuma, but you can do shehiya without Groove Victuma? Or is the Mishnah saying you cannot do shehiya without Groove Victuma? It's a very big nafkemina. But what emerges also is just simply a nafkemina, how to read the Mishnah. So if you were learning Mishnayis now, the first Mishnah in Perikira, how do you read the Mishnah? Really, it's in Ibaya and the Gemara. There's two very distinct ways how to learn the Mishnah. Again, and the Mishnah is made up of three parts. The first, lo yitain doesn't mean shia, doesn't mean chazara. That's pretty straightforward. The second, as in part of the Mishnah, as in the first machloikis between Beisham and Beisul, where Beisham says chamin avalei tavshin, Beisul says chamin vitavshel, if you hold that we're going on the iser shehiya, then the machloikis chamin avalei tavshel, chamin vitavshel is negeya shehiya when there was Groove Victuma. Because if there was no Groove Victuma, everything is going to be aser. If lahachzir tanan, that means you don't need Groove Victuma for Shehiyah. But the Machloikis B'Sham Yisrael is regarding the Heter Shehiyah when there's no Groove Victuma. Is it Chamin Avalei Tavshel or is it Chamin V'Tavshel? So the first Machloikis B'Sham Yisrael, according to both Tzadim, is going to end up being a Machloikis regarding Heter Shehiyah. Chamin only according to B'Sham Yisrael or Chamin V'Tavshel according to B'Sham Yisrael. The Nafkemina, whether you hold Lishleis Tanan or Lahachse Tanan, is are they arguing by Shia when there was no Groove Victuma, or they arguing Shia if there was Groove Victuma? If you hold Lishay Tanan, you need Groove Victuma for Shia. If you hold Lahachzir Tanan, then you don't need Groove Victuma for Shia. So that's the Nafkemina. Are they arguing Chamin Avaloi Tavshel, Chamin V'Tavshel when there was Groove Victuma, when there was no Groove Victuma? As it relates to the last Machlokes Chazara, that's the same whether you hold Lishay Tanan or whether you hold Lahachzir Tanan. Either way, there's Machlokes B'Sham Yisrael, whether there's a Heta Chazara period or there is no Heta Chazara period. Either way, so again, we have a Machlokes, or really two tzadim in the Gemara, had to learn the Reish of the Mishnah. Perhaps this one nafkamino, what's the halacha when it comes to Shehiya, when there was no Groove of Victuma? It also, in Pashup Shad in the Mishnah, there's a nafkamino of what the first line of the Mishnah is saying, and also what the first machloikis b'sham yisol. Again, the machloikis for sure negei Shia, it's for sure chamin avalei tavshel, chamin vitavshel, but are we discussing Shia with Groove of Victuma, or are we discussing Shia without Groove of Victuma? And by the way, whether Shehi is mutter without grufa ketuma is not, is really a machloikis Chananya and the Chachamim. So as a byproduct, is the Mishnah going like Chananya, or is the Mishnah going the loike Chananya? Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a ride. Amar Rav Chelvoy, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Rav said in the name of Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav who said in the name of Rav. So Rav made a comment on our Mishnah. Lo yishanu el al gabo. Rav said that the heter of our Mishnah is only if you're placing, we'll see what that means, al gaba, on top of the oven. Aval l'toicha asa, but if you're going to put something in the oven, it's for sure going to be asa. So the Gemara is going to try to work backwards now and say maybe from Rav's comment, there's an indication how Rav understood the Mishnah. And however Rav understood the Mishnah is probably the right way to understand the Mishnah. Meaning, I'm Bishloim l'hachzer t'nan. Bishloim, if the Mishnah is l'hachzer, if the Mishnah is l'hachzer halkab, that means shehiyah is mutter even without grufa v'ktuma. It's tafka l'hachzer where you need grufa v'ktuma. But she is mutter even without grufa v'ktuma. And the first machloek is to Misham and Bissil, Chaman Avalei Tavshel, Chaman V'Tavshel was talking about shehiyah without grufa v'ktuma. If there's no grufa v'ktuma, you have the ashes still there. Physically, the ashes are still there. So Hanu Deshani ben Toichel Agavas, I understand what Rav was saying. Rav didn't want you to put anything or allow you to have shehiyah in the ashes itself on Shabbos. That he wasn't comfortable with. Agaba, he said, I can live with. If Shehiyah, without Grufa Ketuma. But inside it, L'toicha, that he wasn't maskim to. And what would be the Sfarah for that? The Sfarah Rashi says, because then you're getting involved in Hatmana. So Hatmana is the next Perek, but Met Toim, it's going to come up in Perek here as well. But then you're running into Hatmana issue. It's buried, it's immersed, it's submerged inside the ashes. So that he doesn't like. So if you learn L'hachzer T'nan, so it comes out, the machloek l'sham beis hillel was negeya where there was no grufa v'ktuma. So if there's no grufa v'ktuma, there's ashes. If there's ashes, so there's a tzad hatman over here. So I understand Rav's comment. That's why toicha would be more chum. Eli amad l'shis tonight. But if the mishnah is going l'shoyz, so it comes out the first machloek is between b'sham and beis hillel is going when there's no ashes. So if there's no ashes, there's no hatmano. If there's no hatmano, mali toicha, mali al gaba. So what would be the svara for Rav to be mechalik between toicha and al gaba? So the Gemara very posh. Misavish Rav Chelbay Arishakai. You're assuming Rav Chelbay, who said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guri, said in the name of Rav, a comment on the mission was going on the first machloek of B'shan Bissil. Chaman avalei tavshul, chaman v'tavshul. No, a seifa koi. He was going on the seifa. He was going on the Allah of chazor. Bissil loim af machzir. Bissil said you could do chazor. B'shami doesn't like chazor. Whether you're lishlitan or lahachsitan, in B'shami's world, you're not going to do chazor. But Bissil said you could do chazor. It was on Bissil's head to chazor. That v'am Rav Chelbi, am Rav Chama Bar Guri, am Rav. Loishonu, that's only true. El al gaba, aval toicha aser. Now, why would be a svar to mechal between al gaba and toicha when it comes to chazor? By Shia, the Gemara couldn't understand it if there's no calls. So why, when it comes to chazor, does Gemara understand it? So it says Rashi, it's very simple, because chazor, there's another issue. Number one, there's an issue with chazara shem yichat gecholim, but there's another issue we spoke out in the introduction that it's mechzikim avashel. You're putting something on a fire, so even though it's not bishul because it's cooked already, but it looks like you're cooking it. It's mechzikim avashel, and being that there's a mechzikim avashel component, it's more mechzikim avashel if you put it in the oven than it is if you only put it on top of the oven. That's where Rav was coming from. Rav was simply saying that Beisul holds you could do chazara. I'm a little worried about mechzikim avashel, and being that I'm a little worried about mechzikim avashel, so it's for that reason I don't want you to do it. We're going to do one more tashma as it's the flow of the sugya. Beis kira samatimo is if someone has two kiros. So again, we're talking about the same kira, but he has two separated by a wall. They're like twin kiros, so they're touching each other. Achas grufa v'ktuma, achshen grufa v'ktuma. One of them was garif v'katum, and the other one didn't have grufa v'ktuma. So the Gemara is going to bring now a machloikis. Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda had to understand this, and they both agreed that it was a machloikis b'shan b'sil. How you deal with this? But they had different versions of what the machloikis was. Version A, mashin al gabi grufa v'ktuma. You're allowed to do shia on the one that has grufa v'ktuma. V'ein mashin al she'ein grufa v'ein v'ktuma. And you're not allowed to do shia on the one that didn't have grufa v'ktuma. So on the one where there's no grufa v'ktuma, no shia. On the one where there's grufa v'ktuma, there is shia. Mahin mashin. What could you be mash on the one that has grufa v'ktuma? Beshame yoyim v'loy klum. Beshame says nothing. U'beisul v'em l'chamen av'loy tafshol. Beisul says chamen av'loy tafshol. Okay, let's say you remove it on Shabbos. Divrei HaKol HaYachzer. Even beisul holds you can't do chazara. Now, it's self-evident that what Rameir just said contradicts everything we just said on many fronts. First of all, Beis Shammai, according to Rameir, doesn't allow you to do any Shia. Till now, Beis Shammai allowed you to do Shia. He held Chama V'lei Tavshel. Over here, Beis Sil doesn't let you do Chazara. Till now, Beis Sil certainly allowed you to do Chazara. So the Gemara is going to address this. But at first glance, Rameir is a revolution in everything that we just said. Rabbi Yehuda's pshat is going to feel a little bit more familiar. Beis Shammai holds Chaman Avalei Tavshel. Beis Shammai says, you could be Masha on the one that has Grufa V'Ktuma, chamin, but not tafshel. Ubei soloimin, chamin, vitafshel. Be shama yoimin, noit lavalei machzirin. Ubei soloimin, af machzirin. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita feels a little bit more familiar, right? Says the Gemara. The Gemara does the math for us. Iyam Rabbi Lichlistanan. Bishloimo, if the way you read the Mishnah is Lishnois, Masi Samani, Rabbi Yehuda, then the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning there's no way the Tana of the Mishnah is going to be Rameir. Even though Stam Mishnah is Rameir, it doesn't stim whatsoever with Rameir in this Brisa on many fronts, as the Gemara is going to speak out now. But if you hold Lichlistanan, at the very least, the Mishnah stems with Rabbi Yehuda. Because what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that you could be Masha on the one that's Grufa Viktuma. Umahein Mashin. What could you be Masha? Beishamai Yoimrin. Beishamai said Chamin Avaloi Tafshel. Beisul Yoimrin Chamin Vitafshel. If you learn the Mishnah is Lisha Yistanan, see, you need Grufa Viktuma. Because the Mishnah says, Lo Yitain without Grufa Viktuma. If you have Grufa Viktuma, you could be Masha. The first Machal Beisham Yisul was explaining when you could be Masha, meaning when there's Guf Viktuma, what could you be Masha? Beishamai said Chalmin, Beisul said Chalmin Vitavshel. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. As it relates to Chazara, Beishamai said you can never do Chazara, even with Chalmin. Beisul said you could do Chazara. So it's very simple. That if you hold Lishlois Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda is the Tan of our Mishnah. So between these two Tanoim that explain the Mishnah, Remei and Rabbi Yehuda, one of them matches up perfect. We have a perfect match, a perfect hit. Rabbi Yehuda stims 100% with our Mishnah. But the Gemara says, Liyam lahachsetran. But if you're going to tell me that the way you read the Mishnah is lahachser, masnis and mani, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Meir. Because why? If you hold lahachsetran, that means you can do Shia without Grufa Viktuma. So the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, kashal beshame bechada, ulubizul betarti. If it's going to Rabbi Meir, beshamei doesn't stim with our Mishnah in one way, beisul doesn't stim with our Mishnah in two ways. How so? Number one, Beishamai in this Mishnah says, you can't do Shia with Grufa Viktuma. In our Mishnah, you could do Shia even without Grufa Viktuma if you hold the Hachzer tonight. Beis Hillel doesn't let you do Chazara in Koin Tremei. In our Mishnah, he let you do Chazara. Beis Hillel said Chamin Avaloi Tavshel. In our Mishnah, Beis Hillel said Chamin Vitavshel. So Rameir's Pshad, if you hold the Hachzer tonight, has no Shaykhist our Mishnah. By the way, if you hold Lishleis tonight, Rameir's Shita also has no Shaykhist our Mishnah. But we already said if you hold the Lishlois Tanan, you can make the Mishnah work. It's only if you hold the Hachzer Tanan that you can't make the Mishnah work. So what the Gemara is saying is, we're trying to figure out the Hachzer. So we're going through Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Yoshita will not work, says the Gemara, the Beishamai for one reason, Beishamai for two reasons. There's no way it works according to Ramei. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, so maybe you can make it work according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, but it doesn't work. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda clearly is saying in this Mishnah that the only time you can do Shia is if there's Grufa Viktuma, which stims if you hold Lishlois Tanan. But if there's no Grufa Viktuma, you can't do a Shia, which doesn't stim if you hold the Hachzer Tanan. Because again, if you held the Hachzer Tanan, then Chazara needs Grufa Viktuma, Shia doesn't need Grufa Viktuma. So the Gemara says, if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Grufa Viktuma. So the Gemara says, Lo'ilam Eimelach, the Hachzer Tanan. I'll tell you that really the Mishnah is Le Hachzer. I, who's the Mishnah? It's not Rabbi Meir, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana Didon, Sabalik Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, Ubalagalab Bechada. Meaning, maybe the Tana of our Mishnah is a third Tana. Who said it has to be Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda? There were many, many Tanam. It doesn't have to be Rabbi Meir, it doesn't have to be Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana of the Mishnah is going lahachzer, not like the Tana of that Braisa, meaning not like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So he's, in that sense, he's polygol abachada. He doesn't hold like this Braisa, not even Rabbi Yehuda, but he's sovel like Rabbi Yehuda bachada. And how so? In terms of what Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, what his Messiah was, of what Shitas Beishami and Shitas Beisola was. Rabbi Meir's world, Beishami didn't let you do any Shehiya. Beishil only allowed you to do it by Chamin. In Rabbi Meir's world, Beishil didn't let you do Chazara. Rabbi Yehuda had a different Messiah. Rabbi Yehuda's Messiah was that in Shehiya, Beisul allowed you to do Chamin V'Tavshul, and Beisul allowed you to do Chazara. That's the same Messiah that the Tan of our Mishnah had. Rabbi Yehuda grabbed the hell Lishlois Tanan, and the Tan of our Mishnah grabbed the whole Lahachzer Tanan inside. Says the Gemara, Loi Lamei Meloch Lahachzer Tanan, V'Tanu Didan Savalak Rabbi Yehuda Bechadu, Palagala Bechadu, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda Bechadu, Bechamin V'Tavshul, V'Naitul Machzir, in terms of what Shittas Beisul is. Palagala Bechadu, Dilu Tanu Didan Savalak Lishlois, our Tanu holds Lishlois, V'Avla B'Shainagar V'Katun, Rabbi Yehuda Savad Lishay's Nami, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even by Lishay's Garva Katamin, Eloi, Loi, regardless of the Gemara is coming out right now, that there is a machloikis or two tzadim, exactly how you can understand the Mishnah, Very simple. Kirish asikua bekashu v'gvava noisin al tafshel begefes ve'etzim lo yitain atche yigroif or yatche yitain esayif. What does lo yitain mean? Does lo yitain mean shehiya or does it mean chazara? If it means chazara, it would imply that shehiya is mutter without grufa v'ktuma. If it means shehiya, then the Mishnah is explicitly stating that shehiya is aser without grufa v'ktuma. And really, we know that's a machlokes chananya in the chachamim. Could you do shehiya without grufa v'ktuma? So it comes out essentially we have an ibaya. Is the tana of the Mishnah chananya or is the tana of the Mishnah Reb, the Chachon? We, at first glance, the Gemara thought that the Mishnah reads better if you hold Lishois Tanan, but if you hold Lahachzer Tanan, the Gemara was struggling. So the Gemara had no choice but to say that if you're going to go Lahachzer Tanan, you're going to have to add language, you're going to have to pull off a Chesur and Mechzer of a Hachik Tani, but at the end of the day, you can make it work if you hold Lahachzer Tanan with the Chesur and Mechzer of a Hachik Tani. Another nafgemina that came out if you held Lishois Tanan or Lahachzer Tanan is the first Machlok of B'Sham Yisrael, Chamin Avaloi Tavshin or Chamin V'Tavshol. They're clearly arguing Negeya Shehiya, but are they arguing Shehiya where there was Grufa Viktuma, or are they arguing Shehiya when there was no Grufa Viktuma? As it relates to the second Machal Yisham Yisrael, Issa Chazar, Heta Chazar, it makes no difference if you're Lisha Yisrael, you're the Hachzatan. Bisham Yisrael, there's no Chazar, Bisham Yisrael, there is a Chazar. The Gemara tried proving one way from something that Rab Chalbay said in the name of Rab Chomer Bar Gui in the name of Rab, the Gemara was doicha that. Then the Gemara brought a braisa where there was machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda as to what exactly the machlokes B'Sham Yisrael was. Rab Meir's nusach of the machlokes B'Sham Yisrael was extremely different than the way we have it in our Mishnah. Rab Yehuda's was very, very similar if you accept the Lisha Yisrael. So the Gemara thought that's a for sure bria raya that Lisha Yisrael. And the Gemara said it's not muchach, maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is Lahach Sitanan, Yisavalak Rab Yehuda B'chadu, which means that what will come out for sure is on the Tzad Lishois Tanan, the Tana of the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold Lahachzer Tanan, not only will it come out that the Tana of the Mishnah is Chananya, that she is Mutter without Grufa Viktuma, but it's also going to come out that the Tana of the Mishnah is neither Rameir or Rabbi Yehuda in that Braisa that the Gemara brought.